Sanhedrin Perakud Mishnah Vav. Now this Shanemar is from the previous Mishnah where we said that you destroy the Nechasim of Rishoyim, whether they're in the city or out of the city. Shanemar Ves Kol Shlalo Tikbaitz Al Toich Rechava. Kol Shlalo, you destroy inside of the street. The Mishnah now says, Im Ein Lo Rechav, what if there's no street? Osen Lo Rechav, we create a street for the city that the Nechasim should be gathered and then destroyed in the street. Haisa Rechava Chutzala, if there was a street outside the city, Kainzen Osa Lo Socha. We bring it inside the city, meaning we would take the walls that were before the street and we would extend the walls outside of the street. Mishnah continues, Vesarafta ba'esha sa'ir, and you burn down the city, Ves kol shlala, and all of the spoils, kol Hashem alikecha. It becomes totally consumed and destroyed for Hashem. Shlala, the drasha is, the spoils, velo shlal shamayim, but you don't destroy the spoils that belong to the Ribono Shalom. Shlala, the city's spoils. Mikan Amru, from here we say, Hekdeshus sheba yipadu. If there's something that's hektish, you would redeem it, just like other kodesh, and you don't burn it with the shlal of the ear. Utrumos yirkavu. Trumos, you just let rot. So that means the trumos that belong to the kohen. Since it's kodesh, we're not mezalzel to actually burn it, but we wait for it to just rot. However, the Rav says that's only truma that a kohen actually has, but a truma that a Jew was mafrish and he's holding in his own possession, but he didn't give it to a kohen. It's not the Yisrael's money, so therefore it doesn't belong to the city, so therefore it's not Aser B'Hanah, and they give it to a kohen in a different city. But the truma that was given to a kohen, even though it's Kodesh, it doesn't belong to Kodesh, it belongs to the kohen, and therefore you have to destroy it. Maiser Sheni V'Kisvei HaKodesh Yiganezu. Maiser Sheni is interesting that it's owned by regular Jews, yet it has a din of Kodesh. That's why you have to treat it with respect, you have to dafke eat in Yerushalayim, and all the things, but it's called Kodesh. V'kisvei HaKodesh, and also kisvei HaKodesh, yiganezu, both of these you bury. Like, so the Maaser Sheni, you don't just let rot. Tosfos brings, the reason that we have to actually bury it, is because we're more concerned, it's not like truma. Truma everybody's careful about, that's why we let it rot. We're not afraid people are going to go and take and use the truma. Masha'enke Maaser Sheni, it's not as chomer as truma, therefore, that's why we have to actually bury it. V'kisvei HaKodesh, svarim, they do belong to owners, but we're not going to burn it because it's not covered to burn Kisvei HaKodesh. That's why we bury them. Kolil Hashem Elokecha, the Torah says, Amar Bishimin, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Atem Oisin Din Bi'er Nidachas, Mal Ani Aleichem Kilu Atem Malin Ola Kolil Lefanai. Hashem says that if you make a din with an Ir Nidachas, it's as if it's looked at as a carbon oila. Just like a carbon oila, the whole carbon is consumed, and nobody has benefit from it, so too an Ir Nidachas, it's consumed and everything inside of it is consumed. And it's done for the Kavod Hashem. The Torah says, V'haysa tel olam lo tibane od. It should be a eternal heap, never to build on again. Lo te'asa filu ganais upardesim. You shouldn't even make it gardens and orchards and things like that. That's not what lo tibane od means. Lo tibane od, l'kemo she'haysa ena nivnes. The way that it was, you can never build it again. Aval nasis hi ganos upardesim. But you can make gardens and orchards. You just can't make it a city again. Mishnah continues, V'lo yidbak b'yotcha mumin acherim. And you should not attach yourself at all from the spoils of this. In other words, it's aser to have hana from an ir nidachas. And the Torah says next to that, L'man yoshev Hashem micharon apo, that Hashem should return from his anger. Farisol says, this is to teach you that the Rishoyim that go against this Isser and have benefit from the spoils of Ir Nidachas cause anger of Hashem in the world. And the Mishnah says, Shekolzman Sharsham Ba'olam, as long as Rishoyim are in the world, Charon Af Ba'olam, there is anger in the world. Avdu Rishoyim Min Ha'olam, Nistalik Charon Af Min Ha'olam. But when Rishoyim leave the world, anger leaves the world. And Tiferes Tzohar points out, we see the same thing by Achan, by Yericho, that after Achan was killed, Hashem's anger left the world.